The back set may be used for addressing specific conditions concerning the back, such as pain and problems related to the central nervous system. It may also be used for addressing the source of the nerves and communication pathways that relate to the other organs and to areas of the body. This set may be performed with the recipient sitting in a chair, standing up, lying on their side, or lying on their stomach. Make sure the entire spinal column is exposed, including the tailbone. The back has 5 steps. Step 1. With the index and middle finger of one hand, touch on the end of the tailbone indicated as X in the manual. At the same time, spread the first 2 fingers and the thumb of the other hand to touch points 1 and 1, which are located along the side of the muscle on both sides of the neck at the base of the skull. Step 2. While still holding X, move the first 2 fingers of the other hand to point 2, which is at the center of the neck at the base of the skull. Step 3 involves touching around the sacrum region of the lower back. This area is identified by a triangle formed by the tailbone and 2 dimples located just below the normal belt line. With the 2 fingers of one hand, hold T, which is in the center of the triangle. While holding T, use the 2 fingers of the other hand to touch points 3 through 9. Point 3 is on the spine above the triangle. Point 4 is at the outside corner of the dimple. Point 5 is at the outside corner of the other dimple. Point 6 is next to the tailbone. Be careful not to perform a misfire here by crossing your hands. Just switch your hold hand and continue. Point 7 is across from 6 on the other side of the tailbone. Point 8 is in line with point T and is on the side of the hip. Point 9 is on the side of the other hip, again in line with T. After you've completed step 3, it's a good time to add local work or enhancements to specific areas of the back. These areas may be determined in several ways. First, local work can be added wherever a recipient has a specific problem in any area of the spine. For example, if the recipient has low back pain, the associate may apply local work in that area. Local work includes any combination of matching fire, sweeps, or hold points. Also, local work may be applied in an area of the spine that relates to a specific condition in other areas of the body. For example, if the recipient has a heart problem, the associate would touch in the area of the spine that is the source of the nerves that relate to the heart. An associate may also look for a subtle marking on the skin to help determine where to do local work. These markings might include moles or mole patterns, changes in skin color, or changes in skin texture. After completing any local work, move on to step 4. Begin at points 10 and 10 on both sides of the tailbone. In matching fire, touch points 10 through 17 using the top of the large muscles on both sides of the spine as a guide. These points are located approximately every other vertebrae and may also be gauged by moving the hands up the spine the same distance as the hands are apart. Be sure to take your time in performing this step and hold each set of points for 6 to 8 seconds. Once you reach the points alongside the big bone at the base of the neck, begin step 5 by slowly sweeping all the way down both sides of the spinal column along the top of the large muscles. At points 10 and 10 next to the tailbone, gently curve outward to the hips and lift the fingers off the body.